يحتسب. And Allah will provide for you from doors of opportunity that you never imagined. Sometimes the brothers are working in a line of business that would involve haram. You would tell them, why are you doing this? They would say, this is the only thing I could do. Allah Azza wa Jalla is promising you. He's telling you, if you have taqwa, Allah will find a way out for you. It's a promise. And Allah will provide you from doors of opportunity that you never thought of. So this is a promise of Allah. Believe in the promise of Allah. Whenever Allah gives you a promise, believe in it. Have yaqeen in wa'ad Allah. The next lesson to be drawn from the story of Musa alayhi salam. When Musa and Bani Israel had to leave from Egypt and Fir'aun followed them, Musa has told Bani Israel previously that Allah has promised to protect me. So they left under the cover of darkness. And asri bi'ibadi innakum muttaba'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says asri. Al-Isra is traveling at night. فَأَتْبَعُهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Fir'aun followed them in the morning. Ishraq. Musa and Bani Israel, they were hours ahead, but they came to a dead end. The sea was right in front of them. And now the army of Fir'aun was getting closer and closer and closer. When Bani Israel saw that, they went to Musa and they said, you lied to us. You said that Allah is going to protect us here. The sea is in front of us and the army of Fir'aun is right behind us. And they were putting all of this pressure on Musa, and Musa has no solution. What can Musa alayhi salam do? The sea is in front of him and Fir'aun is behind him and they have no way of fighting. They're not armed. All of this pressure was mounting on Musa alayhi salam. Bani Israel, they gave up. They said, "Inna muttaba'un." They're going to catch up and kill us. What did Musa alayhi salam say? Did Musa alayhi salam believe his eyes? The sea is in front of him and Fir'aun is behind him. Did he believe his ears? Bani Israel are telling him that it's a hopeless case? No. Musa alayhi salam was given a promise by Allah Azza wa Jalla and he had yaqeen in that promise. He said, "Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen." No. Allah is with me and he will guide me. I don't know how, but he's going to guide me. Even though my eyes tell me otherwise and my ears tell me otherwise, he's going to guide me. Again, this brings back the issue of believing in the promise of Allah and having yaqeen. When that happened, Allah Azza wa Jal instructed Musa to hit the sea with your stick. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving Musa a miracle. Musa alayhi salam was hitting the sea with his stick. There's an important lesson to learn here from the splitting of the sea. Allah Azza wa Jal said, اضرب بعصاك البحر فانفلق فكان كل فرق كالطود العظيم. Hit the sea, strike the sea with your stick, it will split into two separate partitions. Now, can the stick split the sea? The answer is no. If you carry a stick with you and you go to the sea, not even the sea, if you go to a pond and you try to split it with the stick, it's not going to happen. All what we're going to be doing is splashing water over yourself. You're not going to split the sea. So if it's not the stick that is splitting the sea, what's the point in telling Musa to do it? If it's the qudra of Allah, if it's a miracle from Allah, then why doesn't it just happen without the stick? Because the stick has nothing to do with splitting the sea. It's a miracle from Allah. Why does Musa have to go through the effort of hitting the sea with his stick? There's a very important lesson to learn here. And that is, even when Allah Azza wa Jal is going to perform a miracle, Allah Azza wa Jal still wants you to do your part. You have to do something. There's no free ride. Nothing will be given to you without any effort. Don't think that the problems of the Ummah will be solved by Al-Mahdi coming down on a white horse and delivering the Ummah to victory. It doesn't happen like that. The Ummah has to put in effort. مثل ما تكونوا يولى عليكم. According to your situation, your rulers are going to be the same. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَمُ اللَّهُ هُدَى. The ones who look for guidance, Allah will give it to them. الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. You will be rewarded according to your deeds. Even though Allah Azza wa Jal is going to perform a miracle here, Musa has to do his part. Even if it is as much as touching the water with a stick. Similar to the situation